Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
It's our holiday special with musical guests, the Little Stars.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And Pasquale Esposito. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
And what a holiday special we have in store for you all. A beautiful message from both of our musical guests, Little Stars, who are going to sing their way into your hearts in Croatian. And of course, Pasquale Esposito, who we all know from PBS, who has already sung his way into America's hearts with over 4 million viewers, I understand, already so far. And the show hasn't even been out that long. And he's going to sing his way into our hearts in Italian. So, but before we get on to our tonight's musical guests, I'd like to take a moment along with our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, when we come back, to just talk a few minutes about our show this year and put a button on how special the whole year has been at Life Changes, all when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back with our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, in the studio with us. And, of course, Mark Legere, our producer. And it's special always to be here with you all. But, Dorothy, it's good to have you on the microphone.
It's great to be here. I'm really excited.
You're always here.
Always here. But a holiday special it is indeed.
This is special. It is. It is.
It is. It's been a really exciting year for Life Changes.
That it has, actually.
We got your book out there, The Little Dog That Could.
That's true, too. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you.
The new author that could.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing a lot more, not just promotion, but speaking and book signings and all that in 2016. But it did kick off this year.
It did.
A story that was 8.5 years in the making.
That's right. So we had some really exciting guests on this year. Sir Ivan was one of my favorites.
Exactly, our first.
Yeah, he was our first.
Peaceman.
And he just does so much good.
And the first superhero, too.
The first superhero
that's ever.
Right.
But, I mean, our first first guest of the year, right?
I really encourage people to listen to that show. And Dennis Calvert, wow, one of my specials from BioLargo. Stephen Lindstedt, Scalar Heart Connection.
Scalar Heart.
Doing
and we
such
all,
good
you
work.
Were already certified
right.
before he came on the show.
Right.
But Mark and I became Scalar Heart certified after that show.
As well, like, indeed.
That show worked for us. We listened.
Well,
we asked
Stephen's
our heart. Great. And
yeah, we asked our
I
heart.
Think everyone should listen to that one, too. I also was so excited to have Rob Stewart on. What a beautiful, brilliant young man.
Oh, yeah. What's the movie?
First one was Shark Water, and then Revolution is the recent about ocean acidification was the release that we discussed.
And Mark, you just saw him again yesterday,
right? I just saw him again yesterday, and there's a lot more beautiful stuff happening. He's really doing some amazing work and continues to be a champion for the oceans and the planet in general.
Nice. I love that, actually. I just got an email today from a guest who wants to be back on, and we get that often, if not always, and musical guests and so many beautiful people that want to be back on the show. And that's a tribute to what we're all doing here. I'm proud of us.
Indeed. Life changes.
Yes.
I also really enjoyed Joshua Tree.
Oh, yes.
What a great guy.
Speaking of seeing people yesterday, I didn't see Joshua, but I was at a meeting related to a project that Joshua was involved in, also doing some amazing work on the planet and furthering green, sustainable housing and that whole vision that we heard about Prosperity Homes and some exciting developments that we'll be able to share next year.
And most people heard it here first, actually. A lot of our guests and musical guests have presented information here first. And so if they hadn't heard it yet, they could go back and listen to those shows. I'm glad you're bringing these up, Dorothy.
The interesting part about shows about change, we get to have those changes right here.
First change.
Another favorite of mine was Spencer West. What a great inspiration that young man was.
Yes.
It just makes me feel so blessed.
And that was our first at Berkeley Hall School, actually.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That was very special. That was this year. Wow.
That
it seemed like it was a long
year.
Time ago.
No. And
well, I'm glad you're doing this. I'm like, well, a few years ago, we had Spencer West on.
No. And really, someone that I can't wait to go see, and I think I'm going to go see him over the holiday, and that's Bruno Serrato.
Oh. No, I want to go to his restaurant. I want to go. I'm not going to be here during that.
The work that
he
does.
Bring your pasta. Right.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
What a brilliant, beautiful heart he has.
Yes, and if you don't know what Mark meant by bring your pasta, you have to listen to the show. It's because it's being donated to children.
Over a million meals served.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to change the sign. In 2016.
Sign changes.
One of the most fun things about the shows this year, our musical guests, and so many of them have connected so beautifully with the speaking guests.
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful women who are stunt women just got on so well with Emmy. That was Jennifer Caputo and Heidi Pascoe.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to collaborate.
Yeah, they're going to form some superwoman something or other.
And David Resnick and Liz Fall.
Oh, right.
They really got along well. Then Morrow and Rachel.
Yeah, they got along in a whole
different way.
Famously.
We've been doing videos together, I'm pretty sure.
But another great guest that we had, I so enjoyed the conversation and was so happy that you got to drive her home, Artist Lane, and get
see
her studio.
Yes.
And her work.
I did drive her home. That was a special, special night.
Yeah, you scooped me on getting to see her.
Yes, you were gonna drive her home. I don't know how that happened.
I wonder how that happened.
How did that?
That kind of happened
changes.
On the air. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Driver changes.
Yes, artist, can I drive you home?
Right. Yes. And all this talk about the musical guests reminds me of kind of the one challenge we had as we were called out for having too high of a quality of live recording.
This is true. That happened this year. It's like there's no way that's live. And so, it's live because...
So we really need to thank and give a warm, loud shout out to Brent Hahn at Studio NoHo.
Whoa.
What a blessing it is to be here with him and all of his expertise and all of the fun and humor. As he brings so much more to the show that most of our listeners don't even know about.
Oh, yeah, they don't know about that because it happens behind the scenes and it makes us better before the show. And, of course, Brent Hahn makes us better during the show. So big thank you to Brent Hahn and much gratitude here at Studio NoHo from all of us at Life Changes. Well, With that.
And a shout out to Kim Hahn for introducing us to Brent Hahn.
Yes, actually.
Thank
you,
Kim.
Beautifully done. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Kim. Love you, too. And with that, I feel you all are going to love this show, and I hope as much as I do. We've got little stars from Croatia, and to record and have them on the show, we went to Palm Springs so that we could record them live at the Hyatt in Palm Springs, where I also did master ceremony for their event, and then got to meet two of their events, and then got to meet with them on the next day to do a recording for our show. And when we come back, we'll be at the Hyatt in Palm Springs airing that. And after that, we'll be back in the studio with Pasquale Esposito. So stick around, all that and more on our holiday special here at Life Changes.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Now, I am off-site here at the Hyatt in Palm Springs with a really special group of children, thanks to the Palm Springs Symphony Orchestra and the Palm Springs Center for the Performing Arts, which has been founded by Maestro Dino Zonic, who we've had on the show before, and Jeffrey Gilson. They were able to get Little Stars, which is a Croatian girls choir. Now, what I've been able to, first of all, enjoy for the past couple days is being master of ceremonies for two wonderful events where I got to introduce these young ladies and to listen to them and to watch the audience reaction while they were singing. People with their hands to their hearts, people with tears in their eyes, and they weren't even understanding the Croatian words, but they were feeling what these girls were singing. These girls are ambassadors of music to the world, actually. Before coming here to Palm Springs, they have been in Russia and Belgium and Italy and other parts of the world. And in the U.S., they were on TV at the Kennedy Center, and they've been at several other major cities. And to have them here so close to us in Los Angeles, and someday right in Los Angeles. But in the meantime, we at Life Changes came to them so we could be part of this premiere and wonderful event. So under the conduction of Maestro Zdravko Šivac, Šivac, thank you for the correction, they bring a beautiful music throughout the world. And today, We have, let's see, which one? You're Josie, right?
Yeah.
Josie Zetz? Okay, so Josie, what has been your experience so far performing for America?
It has been, I feel very lucky to be singing with all the girls, you know, and spending quality time with them. It was wonderful to travel all over the States with them and just enjoying the music.
Wow. And what a beautiful, I asked her about the experience and she talks about the group and what a beautiful way of showing the kind of beauty that they bring to the music and each other. A moment ago, here in this room, one of the girls was celebrating her birthday today and they broke out into the most beautiful happy birthday I think I have ever heard. And it was in Croatian, right? Right, and so that I had never heard. Another thing, as I understand it, these are young ladies from the age of 11 to 21. And is that about right? Yes? No?
They're members of this choir from yes. Primary schools, age 10.
10?
Yes,
okay.
10 to 20. They finish singing in choir when they finish their high schools. And they, after that, they go to university, and they don't have enough time to sing.
Yes, that happens. We're listening to Tihana Jokić.
Yes.
Jokić. And she is the manager of the group. And as I understand it, this is an elective, that they have to audition to be in this group.
Yes.
And then they have to be selected. And they come from several other schools.
Yes, they came from several schools from Zagreb. And they have outstanding results in their schools. It's the main condition for singing in our studio, is to have outstanding results in the school.
Oh, so they have
yes.
to have good grades
yes.
at school
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, so you're all smart, too. and you sound so beautiful. They're so polite. Is this how they are at home? I mean, they're so polite and they're so sweet. Is that... All right, you don't have to answer. I think I got my answer. You're like any other children.
Yeah. No, of course. They're polite and they're very nice. And, of course, when we are not on the stage, when they have private time, there is other children. They're playing. They're playing each other. They're enjoying their lives. And they're just children and... That's all.
And it's yes. a beautiful thing. I also have got to see them interact with each other. And I also, it's interesting to me how some of them were speaking English to each other. And the English was very good. Marta Parat, were you one of the soloists yesterday? I'm trying to remember.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Okay.
I'm a regular, remember.
You're a regular. You're here all the time. You are one of the older members. Have you been part of the group for a while?
Yeah, for 7 years.
For 7 years?
Yes.
Okay, how have you grown because of the music? Have you changed because of the music?
Of course I did. I mean, it's a part of our lifestyle. We have to go to rehearsals 4 times a week. So you have to love what you're doing to be able to separate your spare time for all the rehearsals and tours and performances. So
yes, yeah. When you're singing, it all looks so easy and so fun, but learning the music and yeah. the rehearsals can be...
We sing it before like thousands of times.
Thousands of times before yeah. we hear it. Yes, I understand. I understand what that's like. Thank you so much. And then I wanted to ask Anna Arnaut.
Yeah.
Oh, sort of. Now, how would you say it?
Arnaut.
I could do that. I wanted to ask you also your experience with the actual type of music that you're singing. Is because on radio you don't hear this kind of music. But you're singing music that kids your age aren't really listening to.
So a lot of us don't listen to this type of music. We listen to pop or any other genre that our kids our age like. But singing in the choir just like learns us to accept all kinds of music, and by learning it and singing it, we just enjoy it. Like when we hear it, we like it, and that's.
Oh, good for you. Good. Will you all agree?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is wonderful. And so now, actually, without further ado, I think it would be beautiful if we got to hear a song. Are you up for singing a song?
Yeah.
Okay, so while I was setting up everything here at the table, the young ladies were having American pizza. Do you have American pizza in Croatia?
No.
No.
We have pizza. Italian.
You have pizza.
We have pizza.
Oh, you have the real thing.
Yeah.
Italian pizza, right, okay. So how does American pizza compare?
Croatian is better.
Croatian is better.
It's kind of greasy.
What's that?
It's kind of greasy.
American pizza is kind of greasy.
Yes, and the crust is very thick.
Okay. We have other kind of pizza here too, but in any event. Actually, I think it's interesting that Josie Zetz is, you're half Croatian and actually half American. Because your mother is here and she's American, right?
Yes.
Okay. So one, and your mother used to be on radio, actually. So what an interesting circle that we come to. So while you, some of the girls at the table where I was sitting were having lunch, American pizza, I asked them, what song would you like to sing? And they told me, in perfect Croatian, they said, Zvim na zemja mir... Veselja. Veselja? Okay, so zvim na zemja mir veselja. And was that okay? Okay, well, I'll let them say it, but in the meantime, my understanding is that it means to all on earth peace, happiness,
yes,
and joy.
Yes.
Wow. So thank you for wanting to sing for us that message. And so will one of you say it correctly, and then please sing it for us.
Okay. This is Croatian Christmas carol, and it means, as you said, Svim na zemlji mir veselje.
Okay, so here is the little stars singing that live from the Hyatt on the Life Changes show.
Svim na zemlji mir veselje, budi polak Božje volje, to sa nebo navješuje i glas neba potvrđuje.
There is another song which is simply called Mir.
Yes.
Oh, I said that correctly?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, great. And that means peace.
Yes.
Now, there's an interesting story that goes along with this song. And could you share it with us, Tihana Jokic?
Jokic, yes.
Jokic.
Yes. It's a song written by our maestro, Zdravko Šljevac, in the occasion of Croatian War in the 90s. And it was first TV music video in the war. It was like children music TV video in the war, in this song. And we performed this song in many, many humanitarian performances, concerts, and it was very popular in Croatia. And such an interesting fact is that we had one concert in Croatian National Theatre. It was called Zvjezdice for Peace. It was the most crowded national theater in the history of national theater. They were sitting in some balconies for about 10 people. It was crowded, the most people in the Croatian theater ever.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I'm not surprised that it was crowded. I understand that you all are quite famous in Croatia, and I am honored to be here with all of you. And speaking of humanitarian events, just last night, the Maestro and Little Stars won the Palm Springs Orchestra Inaugural Award for humanitarianism. So congratulations again to all of you for that. And now this beautiful piece that was written by your Maestro Zdravko Šljevac. The Little Stars singing Mir, or Peace, and Bring Back Peace. What a beautiful message to be sharing during this holiday season on our holiday special show. And speaking of beautiful messages, we've got a really special one coming up right after this with our friend and musical guest, Pasquale Esposito, on The Life Changes Show after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through The Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we are back. This is a very special moment for us at Life Changes, and for me in particular, because we have the Italian tenor who's right now on tour for his very special PBS show, Pasquale Esposito, live in the studio. Welcome, Pasquale.
Grazie, buonasera, che gioia, che gioia.
I love how he speaks Italian. Actually, he heralds from a town that's very near the town where my parents came from. Where are you from, Pasquale?
I am from Naples.
From Napoli.
They wrote a song called That's Amore where he goes like, in Napoli.
They sure did.
Yes.
And I know you sing that well. And that's Italy, of course. Your whole show is actually...
No, let me correct you. I'm from Naples, Florida. Don't mess up. Listen to my accent.
That's how they talk in Naples, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were wondering. And actually, speaking of Florida, in Monterey, California, or San Jose, where he now lives. I think you're in San Jose, right?
I'm in San Jose, yes.
But I know that where I was born and raised, he performs a lot because it's near his town, his home where he lives. And so people within that community and communities all over the country actually just love him. But in Monterey, there is my mother who sees him every time he comes into town.
Yes, I do a festival, and I've been doing that for several years now. And I love that festival because it's a Santa Rosalia, as you can know, is a patrona the of Sicily. And I feel so attached. That's one of the only festival I do in the country. I'm so busy with theatrical stuff, but that is a festival that I do with all my passion, and I'll try to be there every September, the second week in September, because it's a religious getting together and reminds me back of my hometown in Naples when we get around the church or around an environment that is nice and healthy and family-oriented.
I love that. Well, I'm with you, and so along with you, we give a shout out to Monterrey.
Monterrey, paese dei pescatori, a lot of fishermen.
A lot of fishermen, indeed. And so speaking of Italians and fishermen and all of that, you sing so many beautiful songs. But for your PBS show, you picked Enrico Caruso, who is like the patron singer of every singer that sings classical music, Italian music, and operatic music. Tell us why Enrico Caruso for you.
I believe I was not the one picking Caruso, but I was the one picked by Caruso. Or the one picked by destiny. I don't know exactly how that happened. I was very lucky to be born where he was born. I was very lucky to sing in the church where he sang the first time in his life. So it's everything like getting together. You're talking about life, and I love the title of this show. And it's almost like everything falling in the right position for the right reason. And I call it destiny, but not always is the true. So I found myself be born in where exactly 100 meters away from where Enrico Caruso was born. So I grew up with this figure in my life, you know. I still remember when with my mother I used to go to this shop called San Giovanniello, and we go and she will point a balcony and say, on that balcony was born Caruso. Mm-hmm. I was 5-6 years old. I don't know who this Caruso is. But growing up, you know, I figured out my passion was singing, so everybody was saying, oh, here's Caruso sang. And I start to listen to his voice to the gramophone of my grandfather, and I moved in the United States, destiny, like he moved in the United States.
That's right,
and
he did.
And outside from Italy, I saw the power of this individual. And here we go. I decided to do this PBS special about this Among Us figure in the music business. He was one of the first artists to be recorded around the beginning of the 1900s.
Well, the show's getting a lot of attention from fans all over the country, and actually outside the country as well, I should say. I also know it's getting a lot of attention from some very famous people, including Plácido Domingo. I saw a great interview with you in Plácido.
Yeah, he has been... he shares with me, I can say, the passion for Enrico Caruso.
Yes.
I remember when I first tried to get him involved, and I had to do a few interviews and audition, of course, and we really connected right away because we speak the same language. We understand the power of Enrico Caruso that, like you were saying, is a little bit the guidance for every other tenor who wants to get involved in this business. There is something that Enrico Caruso can learn. And he was appreciating the way I was talking about this cultural event that I was putting together. And I'm so very lucky to say that he's part of this unbelievable Blu-ray and DVD and PBS special that was seen for the past 9 months by 180 million viewers.
Wow.
So you can imagine how beautiful it is to revive this music that is Neapolitan music and classic opera.
And it's still going on. People can see the PBS show on PBS. And if you want, you can actually call your local PBS station and let them know you want to see Pasquale Esposito. And you can say it just like that, Pasquale Esposito. I'm going to spell his name for you because that's how you'll also find his website. Pasquale is Pasquale. Esposito is Esposito. So PasqualeEsposito.com. There are two E's together. Make sure you get both of them. PasqualeEsposito.com. Well, we have the pleasure of having you live in the studio, and you're actually going to sing live to some beautiful tracks. This orchestration, was that done in Italy or here?
This orchestration is one of my... The first song that I'm going to sing for you is one of my original composition. It's called Aria Cielo. It's part of the PBS show. It talks about the beauty of the universe and what happened when we leave this place where we are living today. And this is the Earth. And and my imagination is that life goes on. And it talks about the beauty of the universe. It's called Aria Cielo. It was recorded with the full symphony, the Philharmonic of Sofia in Bulgaria. And it's just a beautiful song that has been giving me so much success and recognition. I love it.
Well, the words are really beautiful. And luckily, Pasquale sings them both in Italian and English. And so here we have Pasquale Esposito singing Aria e Cielo live on the Life Changers Show.
Dove andranno a finire le nostre parole? Dove andranno a finire i nostri pensieri, il nostro batticuore? In quel sorso di cielo che fa da scenario a una notte che muore. Tende le mani che ti portano al cielo mentre chiedi perdono. Cos'è scritto nel libro del nostro destino? È un profondo mistero. I am the air, I am the sky, tonight I'll fly away, oh yes I feel this way, I am the water, the fire inside of me, and all the universe is just a game, un gioco dentro me. I feel this way. I am the water, the fire inside of me, and all the universe is just a game, un gioco dentro me.
See what I mean when I said tonight is a special treat for all of us? Bravo, Pasquale Esposito.
Grazie.
That was so beautiful. And the words, sono acqua, sono fuoco, l'universo è un gioco dentro me. I am water, I am fire, the universe is a game inside of me. Talk about life changes. You wrote those.
I wrote those lyrics, yes. In a moment when I used to go back to Italy, and I go back to Italy very often, and I figure out that I was losing so many friends and family for a disease that it is cancer. Mm. And I come from this town that is Naples, that as I don't know if you heard about a thing called La Terra dei Fuochi. Unfortunately, in my town, they have been hiding so much chemical, and many, many of a friend and family have been dying of this horrible disease. And was inspired to the fact that I was going bomb, and that old gentleman who used to be outside my house playing cards was not there anymore, and maybe the butcher was not there anymore, and that really touched me and inspired me and made me believe that outside from going that place, there is another place where we all will get together.
Mm. Beautiful. People can sense the realness of Pasquale, actually, through his show, through his performances. And this is when he first got my attention, actually, as a singer myself, to get my attention and not say, oh, yeah, I know. No, I saw this man about 9 years ago performing it, and I've been following him ever since. As a matter of fact, it's special also because Pasquale actually was my very first interview, if I remember correctly. I interviewed him, and it was the first interview I ever did, and it was for the Filippo and the Chef show. So back when I was doing that on radio, and here we are now, what, 8 or 9 years later, and you're on the Life Changes show, and we're interviewing you again.
We moved from the kitchen to the Life Change.
So Pasquale Esposito, PASQUALE ESPOSITO.com, PasqualeEsposito.com. Now, I'm going to give you a number here. This is, if you go to PasqualeEsposito.com, you could order. He has, what, 5 or 6 CDs?
We have 6 CDs on the market. The DVD and the Blu-ray of the beautiful PBS show can be you can buy that through your PBS station, but also calling 408-528-6308. It's not officially released on the, you know, iTunes and Amazon. We're keeping this for the PBS station so we can raise money for this wonderful organization that it is PBS.
And so the CDs you can get on the website, but also on Amazon and iTunes, right?
The other CD that is not related to PBS, yes, you can get everything on iTunes, on the major distribution network. And I have several CD. I have a musical CD that's called Naples, That's Amore. I was touring. I remember you telling me you saw that crazy show with 20 dancers and singers. And
crazy, wonderful. Well, crazy wonderful. Crazy to put together, that's
I've
for
been
sure.
always a little crazy, as you can see. I've been always a little megalomane, they say.
And a lot of fun, actually. His shows are a lot of fun. You can tell just by listening to him that he loves to have fun and he loves to have his audience enjoy. So you could see him in Washington, in Carmel Valley, in Las Vegas, Nevada, in Menlo Park, California, Sacramento, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Denver, Colorado, Pittsburgh, PA, Morgan Hill. These are just a few of the cities that are coming up on the PBS tour. So make sure you check PasqualeEsposito.com to see if he's coming to a city near you. And if he's not, see how you can get him to come to your city. He's very busy, but I'm sure he'll try.
I'll try.
But you could always call PBS locally and say, we want to see this show, especially during the holidays. That's always a wonderful time.
It's always.
To see
always.
A special show like this. Well, we get the treat of hearing another song, I think.
Yes, this is a very famous Chinese song.
Chinese.
It's a very famous Italian song. I believe it's the most famous Italian songs. It's a song that Enrico Caruso used to sing in the street of Naples. He was born, and that's why this is special on Enrico Caruso, because he inspired me to do this PBS, because Enrico Caruso can set an example for the next generation. Born incredible poor in the street of Naples, singing these street songs which one is O Sole Mio that I'm about to sing, he becomes an international star, taking this street song and making international hit because he was one of the first to be recorded. And you know, as you can imagine, Elvis picks this song and makes It's Now or Never and becomes even bigger and bigger. But if you think about it, it's really a street song that was at the beginning of the century. You can listen this song just in the street of Naples.
That started in your town.
Here we go.
Now, actually, let me ask you this. Could you describe, in the PBS show, is this where you show the ocean and all of that in this?
Yes, I was enough crazy to drive 100, 120 people totally crazy because I decided to film this show that is a new concept that I invented. It's called Docu Concert. So I'm combining documentary fact on the life of Caruso with the places around the life of Caruso with a beautiful concert on Amalfi Coast on a beautiful terrace of a castle, medieval castle. And of course, we were fighting with the change of light because I'm singing this song at sunset because I want to sing this song that talks about the sun, looking at the sun. Mm. And all the technical people are telling me, you're crazy, the sun is going down, the light is going to change, the machine cannot... It was fun, but we made it happen, and I need to say thank you to my technical people.
It's a magical moment in the show, and it's going to be a magical moment in the studio here in just a moment as Pasquale Esposito sings O Sole Mio live on the Life Changes show.
Che bella cosa, è una giornata di sole, un'aria serena, dopo una tempesta, l'aria fresca, pare già una festa. Che bella cosa. È una giornata di sole, ma nato sole, più bello in me. O sole mio, stam fronte a te. Fronte a te. Quando fa notte, io sulla sana scena, ma viene quasi una malinconia. Sotto la finestra tua restaria. Quanta fa notte, io sulla sana scena, ma no, tu sola, più bello in me. O sole mio, stam fronte a te. O sole, o sole mio, stam fronte a te, stam fronte a te. Thank you.
Pasquale Esposito, sei grande.
Sei grande, grande, grande.
Actually, in Italy, they say, sei big. You're big, right? You're big. He's g- big.
Don't forget the g.
We've been wanting to have this happen for a year, and his schedule just didn't allow. And finally, here we are, and it has been special. Pasquale Esposito, I'm going to spell it one more time. PASQUALEESPOSITO.com. Thank you so much, Pasquale. This has been...
Has been an honor to be here with all of you. And God bless. We are approaching to another new year. And I hope that this little music and this little conversation will be an inspiration for all of you listening this radio tonight. Happy, 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 happy new year. And this is going to be a year full of joy, love, passion, and everything, everything, everything you want. And if you don't and if you don't get it, please send me an email. Go on my website. I will make it happen. Promise.
Beautifully said. Grazie tanto.
Ciao, buonanotte.
Esposito.
I'm drafting the email right now just to make sure it happens.
Wait, what is he, Santa Claus? I love that. Okay. Well, what a special holiday show this has been. Thanks to the three of you. Thanks to Brent. I mean, this is really, really special. So with that, again, grazie, Pasquale Esposito. Thank you to the little stars. And, of course, Maestro Dino Zonic for arranging that interview and for that music. Grazie tanto, Maestro. And a big, big holiday thank you to our engineer, Brent Hahn, to our program manager at BBS Radio, Doug Newsom, and on behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, Mark Legere, our producer, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, we're here to not only wish you happy holidays and a happy new year, but to remind you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.